ask Catherine a lot of questions tonight. If Mr. Global is going to transfer capital from bonds into the stock market, would it not make sense from their point of view to crash the stock market first so they can buy in cheap and diminish everyone else in the process, presumably gaining more control? Absolutely. What do you think 2008 and 2009 was? They already did it. Could they do it again? Yeah, it's possible. But I think if you look at what they did during the 2008 to 2010 period, both real estate and equities, they were able to scarf up an awful lot. You mentioned when you were in the depths of litigation that you studied people who had survived and not, and what made them successful or unsuccessful. Would you be willing to put up a list of resources? I feel in the coming years it may get ugly and many others may benefit by being aware of this. That is a great idea. That is absolutely a great idea. I have covered pieces of that in past reports, but I think it would be a great idea to sort of pull things together. And maybe if we could help build them, I know a lot of other people have great, sort of great resources. I've done several blog posts on resources or sort of lessons learned from other economies when they collapsed, and they were helpful as well. But I thank you for that suggestion, and we will follow up on it. Why is the story about the woman with a child who runs through barricades in D.C. under the geopolitical section? What's going on there? I put the story up because I think I put it in geopolitical because I think of all the places that it belongs, that's the appropriate one. I don't think we know what the real story, and that is another one of those situations, just like the shooting at the Naval Yard, where you could spend hundreds of hours trying to figure out, and you'd never manage to do it. But something's very strange. And I can conjecture about 100 different explanations. I don't know what it is, but it's another warning that things are not right in River City. You mentioned that you haven't had a television for many years now, but you enjoy watching movies. With this in mind, how do you watch your movies? I watch my movies a couple ways. One is occasionally I'll watch online through Netflix. I have a little DVD player, the smallest you can get, that I play when I'm in the jacuzzi. And then I have an old television that's not hooked up to cable. It can't receive TV, but I'll use it. And it's rather, relative to the big flat-screen TVs, it's relatively small. I find a lot of those technologies can literally be too overwhelming. So I tend to watch it on ugly or small screens and then let the art carry itself. Next question. Just a follow-up to the new economy that you foresee in our future. I pray you're correct, as it sounds like the best plausible outcome to an otherwise tenuous situation. Two things that I can't quite square at the moment. The effect of the strategy on decades of dumbing down the population, starting with the schools, and the major deterioration of the U.S. infrastructure, including the technological infrastructure. I think that's all part of the reengineering. There's no point in reinvesting in the infrastructure if you're going to change it. I also think that if you look at what it's going to take to run the new infrastructure or new industrial sort of capacity, they don't need most of the population, and that explains the dumbing down. If you look at what they're up to in schools with the testing, the idea is to call out the kids who can become robotics engineers early on and shoot them on the right pathway. So all of that makes sense to me when you realize that the labor they need is very sophisticated and it's a much smaller group of people. A couple more questions in this venue, which I'll take up later when we get into much more detail about what I think that infrastructure and technology looks like. On a different note, I'm thinking about getting my nephew a 3D printer for Christmas. He's in a physics program, and I thought just having one might encourage him to experiment and become comfortable. I'd appreciate any comments. Make Magazine every year did last year a list of 3D printers to give as Christmas presents and their sort of recommendations. And I would go to Make Magazine and find their latest list. It's the best one I've seen. We got a great mailing from a subscriber in Switzerland that I wanted to read to you. Dear Catherine, being a Swiss citizen, I wanted to explain just a bit. He was writing about the referendum on the Swiss citizens that I put up last week. Today's citizens of Switzerland get $2,800 per month from the state under certain conditions, e.g. if you're over 65 or if you're disabled. And you get money when you lost your job. It's always under certain conditions. A student with poor parents might get money from the state too. The new proposal is you get $2,800 unconditional. It focuses more on unconditional than on $2,800. The actual amount will be defined as part of a political process. The question is conditional or unconditional. Today, if you're disabled and you find a small job that you can do, tough luck, you lose your disability payment. So as a disabled person, you better not try to be of any use to society. And today, financing Social Security in Switzerland is in difficulty, to say it mildly. Thus, a new concept like this basic income would fix a whole lot of other issues all at once. And maybe not an important deal. $2,800 per month is not enough to live in Switzerland. Costs are so high that most people would have to work anyway, except their salary will be reduced by $2,800. There is a socialist component in this proposal. A minimum wage worker today with, say, 3,000 francs salary could consider working at a previous job for only 500 francs difference. He or she would ask for more money. In the end, a low-income person might get 4,000 francs, 1,000 more than previously. Of course, the majority of people will turn this proposal down when it will come to a vote in a few years. But in the meantime, we have lots of discussions in the media about the current system and about the proposed system. This is, in my opinion, the only reason to call for a vote, to have discussions about this issue. It's a great comment. I couldn't agree more. In a way, to put something on the agenda that otherwise wouldn't be a discussion point. That's how things work in the Swiss democracy. That's absolutely right. It's one of the reasons I so love. If you ever really want to see democracy at work, go learn how the Swiss do it. It's quite remarkable. Some politicians suggest that people should work not only till they reach 65, but till 67. And young people, when they graduate, they don't find jobs. And if old people lose their job at the age of 50 or 60, they cannot find a job anymore. It doesn't make sense if old people hang on to their jobs and graduated young people end up unemployed and jobless, get food stamps worth $2,800. Why not pay $2,800 unconditional and no food stamps? At least they can all eat. Then the lucky ones that find a job will earn more and will be able to spend more. And one other funny thing in Swiss is this. A separate proposal to limit monthly executive pay to no more than the company's lowest paid staff earn in a year, the so-called 1-to-12 initiative, faces a popular vote on November 24th. Managers complain that their salary would have to be reduced. Nobody suggests to increase the salary of the low-wage jobs to 1/12 of the high-paid manager salary. Of course not. And while it is on the radar of the media now up to November 24th, salaries of top bankers and managers are discussed, sometimes even reduced, and are an issue for Joe the plumber. And in the few years, we have a law for 115 or 120. Unconditional basic income for every Swiss adult is a way to free money from central banks for the poor people. I'm looking forward to your comments on Thursday night. Very astute comments. I agree. We have unconditional free money from central banks for the rich people. It would be nice to balance the equation. Anyway, more questions, which I'll defer to next week. Again, great questions and thank you. I think the comment from our Swiss subscriber shows the kind of debates that are going to be going on as we go through this explosion in technology. This is going to be a conversation that's going on for a long, long time. So get ready. It's all part of the budget explosion and re-engineering conversation as well.